Welcome to Afterglow. I'm your host, David Brent Johnson. He had what one writer has described as a deep blue dream of a voice, and he was a cultural pioneer as well, becoming one of the first black male solo singers to find success singing love songs. He also led a modernist big band that's become legendary as an incubator for the revolutionary bebop movement of the 1940s. We'll be paying tribute to the life and music of Billy Eckstine in the next hour, all as part of our standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song. It's Mr. B, the Billy Eckstine story, coming up next on Afterglow. Here's Billy Eckstine in 1958 singing Alan Brandt and Bob Hames' That's All from Eckstine's album Imagination.
I can only give you love that lasts forever, and a promise to be near each time you call. And the only heart I own for you and you alone, that's all, that's all. And a love whose burning light will warm the winter night. That's all. That's all. There are those, I am sure, who have told you in return, dear, you'll be glad to know that my demands are small. Say it's me. adore for now and evermore. That's all. That's all.
Billy Eckstine in 1958 singing Alan Brandt and Bob Hames' That's All from Eckstine's LP Imagination, an album that marked Eckstine's return to a jazz setting after years of making records in a more commercial context, featuring West Coast jazz musicians such as trumpeter Pete Candoli, saxophonist Bud Shank, and arranger Pete Rugolo. David Brent Johnson here with you on Afterglow, and this time around on the program I'm featuring the recordings of Billy Eckstine, a singer whom critic Will Friedwald has said had a voice that was the perfect instrument to convey the often extreme metaphors of the great American songbook, the depth of the ocean, the height of the sky, the distance to the moon. Here is a sound so moving that God must have been working overtime when he created it. Eckstine was a cultural pioneer, a black male singer who established his popularity singing love songs in the segregated world of mid-20th century America. His dapper good looks, majestic baritone, and air of self-respect made him a model for black pride long before the term was coined. His iconic stature inspired a number of nicknames, but the one that stuck was simply Mr. B. Eckstine was born in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania on July 8, 1914, the product of an interracial background, and he grew up in a middle-class setting. He was barely out of his teens when he began to break into the professional world of music in the 1930s, and by the end of the decade, he'd been recruited as a vocalist for one of the era's high-profile orchestras, led by pianist Earl Hines. For the rest of his life, Eckstine would draw on songs written during this initial period of his career, but there was one genre that he did not care for, but that would be ceaselessly identified with him on the strength of a few hits, the blues. "I hate blues," Eckstine once told Metronome magazine. "You can't do anything." Yet they proved to be a mixed blessing, for Eckstine did quite well with them commercially. One of his most popular recordings with the Hines Band was this tune, co-written by Billy Eckstine and Earl Hines, "Jelly Jelly" on Afterglow.
It's a downright rotten, low-down, dirty shame. The way you're treating poor me, I know I'm not to blame. Jelly, 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 jelly stays on my mind. Jelly, jelly, jelly stays on my mind. Jelly rolls. Is there a meadow in the mist where someone's waiting to be kissed? Skylark, have you seen a valley green with spring where my heart can go a journey over the shadows in the rain to a blossom-covered lane? And in your lonely flight, haven't you heard the music in the night? Wonderful music, faint as the will-o'-the-wisp, crazy as a loon, sad as a gypsy, serenading the moon. Oh, Skylark, I don't know if you can find these things, but my heart is riding on your wings. So if you see them anywhere, won't you take me there?
Billy Eckstein singing Skylark and Jelly Jelly with Earl Hines Orchestra in 1942 and 1940, respectively. Eckstein left the Hines Orchestra a year later and formed his own big band, one that would become critically renowned as an incubator for the new jazz that was evolving in the mid-1940s called bebop. Eckstein's orchestra was one of the first large ensembles to feature a modernist edge, and many young players who went on to greater fame passed through its ranks, including Dexter Gordon, Miles Davis, Fats Navarro, and Art Blakey. Although he's remembered today as a singer, Billy Eckstein also learned to play trumpet and valve trombone, thought of himself as a musician, and took pride in fronting a talented vanguard group. He had worked with both Charlie Parker and Dizzy Gillespie in the undocumented final few months of his time with Earl Hines, and he wanted his band to have an adventurous sound. At the same time, he waxed ballads that built on the reputation he'd begun to develop with Hines, including one that he wrote called I Want to Talk About You. We'll hear it in this next set, along with one of the Eckstein band's flag wavers, Billy Eckstein and Blowin' the Blues Away on Afterglow.
Cause my baby put me down. I got the blues cause my baby put me down. I'm gonna grab a train and leave this lonesome town. So blow Mr. Gene, blow Mr. Dexter too. Blow Mr. Gene, blow Mr. Dexter too. Maybe you can help me and blow away the blues. Thank you.
talk about you. Don't mention that waterfall or that grassy spot where crickets softly call. Don't tell me, 'cause I want to talk about you. The moon and the stars, the objects on Mars, are things that we've talked of before. But your love for me was the question. Your answer threw back heaven's door. So tell me, your love will be sincere. There, my darling, you needn't ever fear, 'cause I love you and I want to talk.
Billy Eckstein singing I Want to Talk About You and Blowin' the Blues Away, both recorded in 1944 with his so-called legendary big band. I Want to Talk About You would become a jazz standard on the strength of John Coltrane's recording of it nearly 20 years later. The legendary Billy Eckstein big band proved to be commercially unsustainable. Years later, Eckstein jokingly used an epithet to describe how his orchestra had nearly starved him. Part of the problem stemmed from the poor sound quality of his label's wartime pressings and the challenges that all big bands faced in the period immediately following the end of World War II. But the band's legacy as a modernist vanguard endures to this day. We'll hear two more tracks that show both the propulsive and lyrical qualities of the band. Listen especially to the drumming of Art Blakey and the tenor saxophone solo of Gene Ammons on this next track. As Billy Eckstein's big band does, I love the rhythm in a riff on Afterglow.
Music jumps, I get a lift. Bobby, libo, blubo, 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 anything to make it swing. I love the muted trumpet tone, blended with a mellow saxophone. Bobby, libo, blubo, 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 what a lot of kicks it brings. When that rhythm's in you, the blues don't have a chance. You'll find that groove will win you, make you never think about romance. Jump, jump your rhythm with a riff. Any kind of music, it's a lift. Body, little, do, 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 anything to make it swing. When that rhythm's in you, the blues don't have a chance. You'll find that groove will win you, make you never think about romance. We'll be right back. Riffin' is the thing for me.
Billy Eckstine with his big band performing Cottage for Sale and I Love the Rhythm in a Riff in 1945 from the CD The Legendary Big Band. I'll have more of the music of Billy Eckstine in just a few moments. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in fresh-squeezed juices, all-fruit smoothies, and fair-trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant, Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iHeartSoma.com. And from Stumpner's Building Service, family-owned and operated since 1982, trained technicians offering solar electric assessments and installations in Monroe County. StumpnersBuildingServices.com. I'm David Brent Johnson, and you're listening to Afterglow.
Ooh, what a little moonlight can do. Ooh, what a little moonlight can do to you. You're in love, your heart's a fluttering all day long. You only stutter 'cause your poor tongue just will not utter the word I love you. What a little moonlight can do to you. Wait a while till a little.
I'm featuring the recordings of singer Billy Eckstine on this edition of Afterglow. You can listen to a previous Afterglow show about Eckstine's recordings for the Roulette label on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. After the demise of his legendary big band in the late 1940s, Billy Eckstine found great success as a solo singer on the MGM label. He was also frequently rumored to be in consideration for film roles, possibly co-starring with Lena Horne. Reputed for his well-tailored wardrobe, he once had a battle of the suits with bandleader Duke Ellington while they were sharing a concert stand. He even marketed a shirt collar called the Mr. B Collar. Fan pandemonium often surrounded his appearances, and his young fans were dubbed Billy Soxers. But this very phenomenon ended up causing a backlash for Eckstine after a photo appeared in a 1950 issue of Life, which showed a number of white female fans clustered around the singer, one of them clinging to his chest. Although Eckstine continued to enjoy some commercial renown, the negative reaction that ensued showed that America was nowhere near ready for a popular black male singer whose appeal crossed racial lines. But the MGM years were good overall for Eckstine and produced a wealth of stellar recordings, both in ballads with string settings and jazzier context. We'll hear examples of each in this next set, starting with I Apologize, Billy Eckstine on Afterglow.
If I told a lie, if I made you cry, when I said goodbye, I'm sorry. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I if I caused you pain, I know I'm to blame. Must have been insane, believe me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. I realize I've been unfair to you. Please let me make amends. Don't say that you forgot the love we knew. After all, we were more than friends. If I've made you blue, I've had heartaches too. Now I beg of you, forgive me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. Back your glance, give me back romance, give me one more chance, forgive me. From the bottom of my heart, dear, I apologize. Across the sand, so I may keep best memory of our caravan. This is so exciting. You are so inviting. Resting in my arms as I thrill to all the magic charms of you. My dream of love is coming true. We're in our desert caravan.
Billy Eckstein performing Caravan and I Apologize from Everything I Have Is Yours, Best of the MGM Years. Eckstein collaborated on occasion with other singers and bandleaders, and we'll hear several examples of those in this next set, one teaming him up with Sarah Vaughan, whom he helped bring to fame in the 1940s, another partnering him in 1959 with the Count Basie Orchestra. First, here's one of the four tracks he laid down with Woody Herman in 1951 for the MGM label, a lighthearted bantering meditation called Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries. Billy Eckstein and Woody Herman on Afterglow.
Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't make it serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live and laugh at it all. You know, Woody, that's cool philosophy. You've got to live it and love it, because when you leave it, you're a long time gone.
You're so right. Life is just a bowl of cherries. Don't make it serious. Life's too mysterious. You work, you save, you worry so, but you can't take your dough when you go, go, go. So keep repeating it's the berries. The strongest oak must fall. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned. So how can you lose what you've never owned? Life is just a bowl of cherries. So live and laugh at it all. Well, B, that's the way I feel about this whole thing.
Woody, I'll go along with that all the way, because there's one thing for sure. The sweet things in life to you were just loaned.
So how can you lose what you've never owned?
Life is just a bowl of cherries, so live and laugh at it.
Thank you. I'd feel so blue.
For the longest while, I'd forget to smile. Then I met you. Now that my blue days have passed, now that I found you at last, I'll be loving you. The love that's true always.
When the things you plan need a helping hand, I will understand always, always. Days
that's when I'll be there. Refrain, you're a pleasure in pain. Blues, you're the mother of sin. You were born in a dive and weaned on misery. Then you put down some jive and crash society. You can weaken the strong, make the righteous do wrong. When I'm feeling happy, glad, merry, mad, you come along with your trouble and song, making me lonely, sad as can be. Won't you ever get wise? Try some happier guys. Blues, blues. You're a lingering
can a man ever win? You have made people grieve since old Adam and Eve. Blues, you're the mother of sin. Blues, you're the mother of sin.
Billy Eckstine with Count Basie's big band performing Blues, the Mother of Sin from the 1959 album Basie and Eckstine Incorporated. Eckstine with Sarah Vaughan before that doing Always from their 1957 tribute to Irving Berlin, and Eckstine and Woody Herman starting us off with Life is Just a Bowl of Cherries from Everything I Have is Yours, best of the MGM years. By stint at RCA in the mid-1950s, where Eckstine, like many other vocalists of the big band era, was forced to deal with the advent of rock and roll, resulting in a truly unfortunate single titled Condemned for Life with a Rock and Roll Wife. The singer returned to more jazz-friendly settings with his 1958 album Imagination and the recordings he made for the Roulette label, which can be heard extensively on the Afterglow program Billy Eckstine, The Roulette Years, at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. We'll hear a track from Imagination now, as well as an early Eckstine foray into bossa nova, which his biographer Kerry Ginnell says is the first known recording of an American singer with Brazilian musicians, sung in Portuguese and made while Eckstine was on tour in Brazil in 1960. First, Billy Eckstine and Lullaby of the Leaves on Afterglow.
Cradle me where southern skies can watch me with a million eyes. Oh, swing me to sleep, lullaby. Cover me with heaven's blue and let me dream a dream or two. Oh, swing me to sleep, lullaby of the breeze. I'm breezing along, along with the breeze. I'm hearing a song through the trees. A fine melody caressing the shore. A familiar to me, I've heard it before. Do 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 do. Don't I feel it in my soul? And don't I know I'll reach my goal? Oh, swing me to sleep, lullaby of the breezing along, along with the breeze. I'm hearing a song through the trees. Ooh, do 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 do. That fine melody caressing the shore, familiar to me, I've heard it before. Boot dee dee do dee do dee do do. Don't I feel it in my soul? And don't I know I'll reach my goal? Oh, swing me to sleep, lullaby of the leaves.
Sim. tristeza não tem fim, felicidade sim. Tristeza não tem fim, felicidade sim. A felicidade como a pluma que o vento vai levando pelo ar. Voa tão leve, mas tem a vida breve, precisa que haja vento sem parar. A felicidade do pobre parece a grande ilusão do carnaval. A gente trabalha o ano inteiro por um momento de sonho pra fazer a fantasia de rei ou de pirata ou jardineira. E tudo se acaba na quarta-feira. Tristeza não tem fim, felicidade sim. A felicidade como a gota do velho numa pétala de flor. Brilha tranquila depois de levocila e cai como uma lágrima de amor. Tristeza.
Billy Eckstine performing Felicidad in the early 1960s and Lullaby of the Leaves before that from his 1958 album Imagination. Billy Eckstine continued performing for the rest of his life, though his recording activity ceased after stints with Motown and other labels in the 1960s and 70s, an era that produced few memorable tracks. He died in 1993 at the age of 78, nearly a year after suffering a stroke on stage during a concert. Mr. B was gone, but as a bandleader and a singer, his place in jazz history had been firmly established decades before. I'll close out this edition of Afterglow with something from the last album Eckstine ever made, a 1987 collaboration with veteran saxophonist, composer, and Eckstine contemporary Benny Carter. Here they are performing September Song on Afterglow.
The days grow short when you reach September, when the autumn weather turns the leaves to flame. One hasn't got time for the waiting game. Oh, the days dwindle down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend.
Thank you. down to a precious few. September, November, and these few precious days I'll spend with you. These precious days I'll spend with you.
I close with Billy Eckstein singing September Song from the 1987 album Sings with Benny Carter. Thanks for tuning in this edition of Afterglow. You can listen to this and previous Afterglow programs and view playlists on our website at indianapublicmedia.org/afterglow. Production support for Afterglow comes from Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, specializing in fresh squeezed juices, all-fruit smoothies, and fair trade organic coffee. Located at the corner of 3rd and Jordan and downtown at Kirkwood and Grant. Soma Coffee House and Juice Bar, online at iheartsoma.com. And from Stumptner's Building Service, family-owned and operated since 1982. Trained technicians offering solar electric assessments and installations in Monroe County. StumptnersBuildingServices.com. Our engineer is Michael Paskesh, and I'm David Brent Johnson, inviting you to join me again next week for a standard mix of jazz, ballads, and American popular song on Afterglow.
Dancing in the dark till the tune ends. We're dancing in the dark and it soon ends. We're waltzing in the wonder of why we're here. Time hurries by, we're here and gone. Looking for the light of a new love to brighten up the night. I have you, love, and we can face the music together. Dancing in the dark. What though love is old? What though song is old? Through them.